This is Drew Curtis from Fark.com.
You have to say that because, you know,
yeah,
the fucking other way. And you're listening to Distorted View.
And when I come out there next week, I'm going to fly out there for the day just to straighten you out on this issue. I'm going to let you know just how disappointed in you I am and how angry I am with you that you've done this to me again. You've made me feel like shit. And you made me feel like a fool you pull on me with this goddamn phone situation that you would never dream of doing to your mother.
I just want to say I love you.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
I just want to say how much I care.
And I'm going to straighten your ass out.
I just want to say I love you.
It's Wednesday, March 18th, 2009. Coming up on the program today, all we are is shit stank in the wind. Plus, an unintentionally ironic t-shirt leaves one woman with a black eye and forcing students to eat garbage. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yep, Tim Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show, midday edition. Sorry about that. It was unintentional. Usually I post the show in the early hours of the morning, but my sleep schedule has been so messed up where I've been staying up at night doing the show and then, you know, going to sleep around 7 in the morning. I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I just need to get back on track. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to stay up all night after I post my show and then go to bed at a normal time. So I had to stay up extra long. And Sideshow Freaks probably saw how fucking delirious I was when I posted the bonus episode. And I knew there was a possibility I wasn't going to make it, and I didn't, so I'm sorry. But we're back on track now. We've got a great show for you. We are ushering in a new segment here on Distorted View called Let's Listen to My Listeners Take Shits. It's another highbrow comedy piece. Yes, Paul emailed me, and apparently Paul spent most of yesterday on the toilet. He has a stomach virus, right? So he was smart, and he actually taped himself with explosive shits. Let's take a listen.
Okay. Hi, Tim. I think you might like this. I got a nasty stomach virus, and I'm just shitting up pure water. Listen to this.
Oh my god.
Kind of sounds like somebody peeing, doesn't it? It's not, though. Jigoo.
Jigoo. Yeah, that's water coming out of the ass.
Yeah, it sounds like urine.
Poor guy. All right. Thank you very much, Paul. Hope you feel better. Now, according to the Bristol stool chart, what type of shit did Paul just take? If you said a type 7, you'd be right. All right, moving on. Cheryl Murkowski, my little cancer queen, emailed me and told me about her new program. She just posted a new show over there at whorehole.org. And she calls this company that produces something called The Miracle 2. Now, I had no idea what this product was. I've never heard of The Miracle 2. I thought it was going to be like a Craftmatic adjustable bed or something like a jazzy mobility scooter. No, no. The Miracle 2 is soap and cleaning products straight from Jesus Christ himself. Yeah, doing a little bit of research, I found the Miracle 2 site. It says here, the Miracle 2 formula was given to Clayton Tettetin through a divine revelation. Clayton soon found out that Miracle 2 was indeed a blessed soap he was making. The amazing secret is that Miracle 2 soap cleans just about everything, all without the hazardous ingredients and unpleasant smells of other soaps and detergents. You have to listen to the whole conversation that Cheryl has with multiple people, because originally she calls the manufacturer of Miracle 2, and the woman won't say anything. Like, they manufacture a laundry ball that you, you know, throw in, you know, with your clothes, and it supposedly cleans it. And Cheryl's like,
Do I need to add detergent when I put the laundry ball in?
And the woman's like, I can't answer that question. I can't talk about the product at all. I can't talk about what it does. And Cheryl's like, why? And the woman says, because they'll get in trouble with the FDA or something. Like, if you can't even describe what your product does for fear of being sued, Jesus isn't on your side on that one. I hope to God this company produces a catalog. It would be fun to read exactly the descriptions. It's a laundry ball and it does something. I can't say what it does, but you should order it because it's going to do something good for you, maybe. This is ridiculous. Anyways, here is Cheryl talking to one of the distributors. Because while the manufacturer is not allowed to talk about the product, the distributor is... Here's a short clip of Cheryl talking to him about their laundry ball product.
So you just, I mean, really clean. So, like, let's say that, I'm unfortunately, I've been fecal incontinent about a year, and so sometimes I have accidents.
Now, would this soap... It will clean you up.
It'll clean the poop out of my panty.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
Just put some soap in there with it and let it go.
Wow. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, I've used Tide, I've used bleach, and none of that gets it completely mm-hmm. out. I can only
well,
smell it.
Well, it may not get it all out, though. These tire tracks are hard to get out.
These tire tracks are hard to get out. What's the point of even using the laundry ball, then? It doesn't do anything. Stupid. There's a lot of great stuff from this phone call, so you should really check out the whole episode. It's Whorehole number 81. Cheryl Murkowski's podcast. I do want to play one more short clip. Of course, Cheryl has to work in her prolapsed cunny.
Do you think, now I've got this older condition, it's called prolapse. It's where the inside of my body is kind of slipping out, and it's a very sensitive area around my lips. Now, do you think that the soap would irritate my lips, or would it be okay to use around there? I don't know if you're...
Your lips?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it would bother you at all.
Okay, you know, you think it's okay? I'm talking about the downstairs one, honey.
Uh-huh.
You don't think it would irritate them at all? They're very
just
sensitive.
Give it a try.
Okay. Maybe a spot check.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Spot check. So there you go, Cheryl Murkowski's newest episode. And finally, before we get into the news today, I've been getting a lot of emails. I think the first one was from Matt regarding the audiobook of Bill O'Reilly's first novel, Those Who Trespass. It's like a mystery thriller, and it involves a bunch of people being murdered involved with the Global News Network, a fictitious cable station, right? But what's interesting is some of the dialogue in the book, which, by the way, the Amazon reviews are not very kind, and a lot of them do mention the fact that the dialogue in the book is ricoculous. And of course, when the time came to record the audiobook, Bill O'Reilly decided to do it himself. So here are some interesting quotes from Bill O'Reilly reading from his book.
Say, baby, put down that pipe and get my pipe up.
Yes, that's how crack addicts speak. Fucking and smoking, man. I wonder if Bill O'Reilly, like, spent a lot of time studying the crack addicts to get this dialogue right.
I would like you to unhook your bra and let it slide down your arms. You can keep your shirt on.
Thank you. Anything else?
Cup your hands under your breasts and hold them for 10 seconds.
Speaking to one of his interns on the O'Reilly Factor. Come on, you don't want to be just a researcher your whole life, do you? Now do as you're told! Fuck it!
Off with those pants.
Ooh.
He then dropped to the floor, kneeling before Ashley, pushing her skirt up to her waist. Using a fair amount of pressure, he kissed her inner thighs, using his lips and tongue.
I thought this was a murder mystery. not a Harlequin romance novel. That would explain, though, why Bill O'Reilly is on the cover of this book, shirtless, on a white horse with long flowing hair.
His hands reached the waistband of her hose. Shannon gently gave a tug at
her hose.
His hands reached the waistband of her hose.
You're not good at writing softcore porn, either.
Shannon gently gave a tug, and Ashley lifted her hips. He slipped the hose down to her ankles, all the while continuing to knead her skin with his tongue. Ashley climaxed twice before the two got up from the couch and climbed the stairs to the master bedroom.
Round three. Ding, ding.
She obediently performed oral sex on him.
Jesus Christ! Bill! This is the same man who then wrote the O'Reilly Factor for Kids book. It's so ridiculous.
She obediently performed oral sex on him. 5 feet away, the other teenage girl sat on a mattress on the floor.
What? These are teenage girls? I don't know if that's the same part of this book or not.
Watched, greedily sucking on a...
Yes, wait a second, wait.
5 feet away, the other teenage girl sat on a mattress on the floor and watched, greedily sucking on a crack pipe Robo had passed to her.
Robo? Robo the crack addict. I should try to contact Bill O'Reilly over there at the Fox News channel and get him to do a guest Sextastic Tuesday story.
Robo had passed to her.
Robo.
Edgar looked over and grinned, showing yellow decaying teeth.
Oh, no.
Obviously, he preferred oral sex to oral hygiene.
He's a crack addict. Of course he doesn't go to the dentist. He can't afford that. I'm sure he'd be all for socialized medicine, though, huh? Commie. I think I just entered the no-spin zone. Now, please, pay attention to this next clip. Listen very closely. I didn't add this music in the background.
Closing her eyes, she concentrated on the tingling sensation of water flowing against her body. Suddenly, another sensation intruded. Ashley felt two large hands wrap themselves around her breasts and hot breath on the back of her neck. She opened her eyes wide and giggled. "I thought you drowned out there, snorkel man." Tommy O'Malley was naked and at attention. Drowning is not an option, he said, unless, of course...
This is so stupid. This is pretty much a porno. This is no different or worse than those 1970s sex 8-tracks we were playing a while ago.
Drowning is not an option, he said, unless, of course, you beg me to perform unnatural acts right here in this shower.
Jesus. Why doesn't anyone bring this up when they're on his program? How could anyone take him seriously after this?
I wish I were a lesbian.
Me too. All right, enough of this. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Sideshow Freaks got a bonus episode yesterday, got a video cast on the way. If you're not a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now. It's Distorted Views member site. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Support the show. In addition to all of the exclusive content, you also receive full access to every single past episode of the show. Well over 1,000 now. All right. Yes, three quick stories that will get the hell out of here. First one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me!
Florida. Our most fucked up state!
Yes, it most certainly is. If you're wondering what today's album artwork is all about, let me explain. An Apollo Beach man wearing an I Heart My Marriage t-shirt was arrested Monday night. Why, you ask? Well, he was charged with choking his wife during an argument. Look, I just have to point out here, the shirt doesn't say, I love my wife. It says, I love my marriage. And why the hell wouldn't he? Beating the shit out of people is fun. Hillsboro when they cry and beg you to stop. I'll do anything. I love you. Someone fucked up by making pizza for dinner again. Hillsboro deputies booked 32-year-old Bradley Gellert into jail on charges of a felony domestic battery by strangulation. According to the arrest report, Gellert works for Ameriprise, a financial consulting company. They're the ones that have those annoying commercials with old people talking about how, you know, when I'm 65, I'm gonna start a new business or something. I'm not just gonna retire. Oh my God, I hope heart disease gets to you first, sir. 60, what, 60, you know, if you're 60, just move to fucking Florida and just end it. Just shut up. I don't want to hear from you anymore. Stupid Ameriprise is trying to keep these elderlies productive. And trying to prolong an elderly person's usefulness is like using an electric razor with dying batteries. not even doing anything anymore. It's just making some weird noises. Oh, it just wants to sleep. Oh, it's dead. Whatever. All right, so yes, he worked at Ameriprise. The arrest report says the couple were arguing over drugs. And
could be a crackhead.
Could be. And during the fight at their home, Gellert screamed in his wife's face, then threw things, grabbed her neck and strangled her, and finally knocked her to the ground. Gellert followed the victim as she fled the home and reported the incident in person at the closest sheriff's office. So there you go. That's what's happening in Florida. Second story we have for you today, a kindergarten. You know what Britney Spears' loose, leathery, dried pussy lips and elongated clit popping out of her whore outfit means? It's time for Distorted Views. Access Entertainment Hollywood News Insider Report Extra Edition tonight!
Celebrity Michael Jackson. Entertainment. Implants. Hollywood.
Who is Angelina Jolie banging?
Extra.
Mayonnaise.
Scott, it's Meowness. You really need to get your pronunciations right. All right, the story comes from Los Angeles. Bob Dylan has sung about wind many times. Winds of change, the idiot wind, and the winds that hit heavy on the borderline. But some of his California neighbors on Tuesday were singing a new tune about what's blowing in the wind from his Malibu toilet. That's right, a family living near the 67-year-old folk and rock icon's house have complained to city officials about an outdoor portable toilet, which is apparently used by guards on Dylan's compound. All right, you guys can just use a portable toilet. You're not coming into my house, shitting on my toilets. You get a porta potty. City, what an asshole. And by the way, you know, whenever I see Bob Dylan, I can't help but think he stinks anyways. You know what I mean? Like, now he's got the old man stench. But even before, he just looks kind of stinky. Cindy and David Eminger say the toilet wafts fumes from waste treatment chemicals, and the smell carried by breezes from the Pacific Ocean makes their family feel ill. It's a scandal! Mr. Civil Rights is killing our civil rights, said David Eminger. Jesus, what a drama queen. Scandal. If I were Bob Dylan, I would just tell the guards, all right, no more shitting in the porta potty. Now I want you to take a big, fat, giant dump in this asshole's yard. Like, I get being annoyed by it, and yes, that probably something should be done, but, I mean, come on, it's a scandal! Mr. Civil Rights is killing our civil rights! Jesus. A helicopter from a local television station hovered over Dylan's property this week, capturing video of the offending toilet. But Malibu Mayor Andy Stern said other neighbors report smelling nothing from the toilet, and that he has left the matter to the enforcers of the city's code on objectionable odors. I really haven't involved myself in Bob Dylan's toilet, and by the way, I haven't involved myself in anyone else's toilet in Malibu, Stern said. Dylan, whose latest album, Together Through Life, is due out on April 28th, was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1988. His hit songs include Like a Rolling Stone, All Along the Watchtower, and Blowin' in the Wind. That's my impression of Bob Dylan. All right, final story we have for you today. People sometimes say that I laugh at my own jokes. I'm not laughing because I think they're funny. I'm laughing because I'm fucking retarded. And I can't believe anyone would listen to this program. All right, final story we have for you today. A Connecticut kindergarten teacher in Bridgeport has been arrested for allegedly forcing a 5-year-old boy to eat his lunch from a garbage can. 67-year-old Ann O'Donnell of Fairfield, a teacher at Park City Magnet School, was arrested Tuesday on a charge of risk of injury to a minor. School officials say the charge stems from an incident last week when the boy apparently tossed out his lunch of chicken nuggets. Yes, and a banana from the school cafeteria. The teacher is accused of retrieving the items from the garbage and forcing the boy to eat them in front of her. Maybe he thought they were disgusting, or maybe he wasn't hungry. Get involved, you stupid cunty teacher. O'Donnell has been released on a promise to appear in court. Now, I've told you guys about some of my horrible teachers in the past. You know, the teacher who flipped my desk over and made me stand in the corner. And then my sixth grade teacher, who had like a weird skin condition and smelled real bad, and he was super fat. And then one day he asked me to go out to his car and get something for him. And like there was this big like ass imprint in the seat, and it reeked. He had a huge temper problem. And one day he threw a book. He threw a book at us in class. He was so pissed off. And like another day, he was upset with this kid named BJ and threw his book bag down the stairs. And then one day I did a problem incorrectly on the chalkboard. I didn't know the answer. And he yelled, you know what he said to me? Get your coat and your book bag in your locker, then go downstairs and have your parents pick you up. Because I got a fucking multiplication problem wrong, or fractions or something. Oh, he was insane. Have you guys ever had any horrible teachers? Please voicemail me yours. I can't be the only one. I mean, teachers are fucktarded. The whole reason they get into the profession of teaching is because they probably had such a shitty experience growing up that no one liked them. They want to just, you know, bully people around. Bully little kids and stuff. That's my theory. I didn't really flesh that one out. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, checking in with my freaky deekies.
Hey, Tim. I just wanted to say that I love listening to your show.
Thank you.
I used to listen to it about a year and a half ago or something, and I stopped for a little while, and I started up again. I'm not a member, but I was wondering, whatever happened to your Ask Satan special?
Ah,
I always loved
that. Look, Satan's been really busy lately, but he's definitely still a friend of the program, and he'll be back.
That's something I really enjoyed.
We take breaks occasionally from the stuff. You know, like, we don't do the Yahoo Answers, the sabotaging Yahoo Answers segment all year round. You know, we take breaks, and then we bring them back.
If you, stop doing it, it'd be awesome if you
Unfortunately, Sextastic Tuesday is year-round, but, you know, as much as I would like to make that just, you know, an occasional bit, people get angry with me. That is one of the segments where I cannot win either way. If I stop doing it, people get pissed off. If I keep doing it, people get pissed off, so whatever.
Chigoo, Timothy. This is Zach from Florida. Typically,
sometimes it's easier for me to do a sex story because finding these stupid audio clips to play at the program, some days there's not much going on, and so I'd love to have that day where I don't have to play anything. I just get right into the news story. And then, you know, because a lot of times on Tuesday I'll do a bonus episode too, and the audio shit that I would play goes into that. It's a whole fucking thing. Whole procedure.
Timothy, this is Zach from Florida.
Yes.
Typically I'm the guy who's trying to be nice to everybody, but I'm listening to your last episode where you're playing the rap song where the little girl is talking about her mama who's a tax agent or what the fuck ever.
Well, that was a little boy who was rapping, actually.
Fuck ever. And then you played the ass to mouth video. Well, the real comparison between those two things is they're both fucking hilarious. They're both typically covered in brown, and they're both full of shit.
All right, very good. It was a really shitty rap, I do have to say. But he's, you know, he's signed. He's on Boo Boo Records or whatever. All right, what's next up here? Oops. Here we go.
Hi, Tim. This is Sue from the Trivia War podcast.
Yes, Sue. We've been twittering back and forth. Mm-hmm.
Caller on your show yesterday who was talking about how he heard us reference the Blackulator Kakezachan.
Yes.
And yeah, he was talking about Trivia War, so that's the show that I do. And I've called him before and mentioned it.
Right.
But yeah, we had a live show, and one of our live guests was fellow freak Illyrio up in Canada.
Oh, nice.
The podcast, and
did he win?
He was the one who was using your Blackulator Kakezatron during our show. So, yeah, it's worth checking out if you haven't heard it. But
yeah.
That's it. And
I really like the idea for your podcast, and I really do want to participate in an episode. I feel kind of bad because we talked about it before, and I said, oh, I'd love to do it, and then I never got back to you. And I wanted to do an Arrested Development one because, you know, you pick your favorite television show or movie or whatever, and they come up with questions for you, and they, you know, it's like a trivia game or whatever. But they've already done an Arrested Development episode. It's my fucking fault, whatever. But maybe we could do a Mr. Show-themed one or a Wet Hot American Summer-themed show or something. I don't know. Whenever you get a chance. I think they're taking a little break right now, but everyone check out the Trivia Wars podcast.
Yo, Tim, I got a quick question for you about
yes.
the Xbox contest. Just want to know
yeah.
kind of how you're going to do this. I am a Sideshow member, and my my Xbox died recently, and I'm...
Well, then you're entered to win, my friend.
For the off chance I might win it from you, but I'm just kind of curious how you're going to do it. You're just going to pick a...
You know, at first, you know, here's the thing. At first, my original idea was just anyone who is a Sideshow member is enrolled into this contest automatically. But then I got thinking, you know, I bet you a bunch of people already have Xboxes. I don't want to give someone who already has an Xbox a thing. So, you know, this contest has been stretched out so fucking long because I forget about it, and then I bring it back, and then what? It's already the, well, it's only the 18th, so we still have some time. So listen, I think the way we're going to do it is all you have to do is just email me and let me know you're a Sideshow member. I'll pick a random person who emails me. And don't... I'll double check to make sure your email address is in the Sideshow, okay? And then that's... Maybe that's how we'll do it. I think, yes, that is how we're going to do it. So if you're a Sideshow member, just email me. You don't have to even put anything in the body of the text. Just make sure the subject says Xbox Contest. That's it. You don't even say, I'm enrolling or I'm entering. Nothing. Just the subject line Xbox Contest is fine. All right. Try this again.
Tim.
It's going to be like 2020 by the time we get around to actually giving this thing away. Xbox 1080 will be out by then. All right. A retro gaming contest. Next up here.
That's it? Did she get her pot of gold? Did he get to have his orgasm? I mean, Tim, you just can't end a story like that.
I didn't write it. Yes, I know. It was a stupid, horrible story involving a leprechaun.
Jugu, Tim, Jess from Buffalo.
Who would even think to write that story? Like, who gets off thinking about little fat Irish men in green outfits? Nard, probably. But other than him, who would? All right.
Jugu, Tim, Jess from Buffalo. I just wanted to let you know that you are my junkie. Which actually is kind of true because I am addicted to Distorted View and I can't go a day without it. So,
oh, well. Yeah. Sorry about this midday show.
Tim Henson is my junkie. Now, I don't know if you can get a hold of this because it's a TV commercial and I doubt that it's on the web, but in Buffalo, there's a commercial for Airport Plaza Jewelers. They buy all your used gold, and it won't cost an arm and a leg. If you have some way of finding this commercial, it is the most fucking annoying shit in the world.
Perfect.
It's this old guy and his little cunt daughter that I want to blow this little fucking stand up. If you can somehow find that commercial, Airport Plaza Jewelers.
All right, if any of my Buffalo-based listeners can get that to me.
Buffalo. You got
to
find it, please. Because I want the world to know how fucking annoying this goddamn commercial is.
All right, that'd be good to loop and make it a test of patience. All right, next up.
Oh, what's going on, Tim? This is Motorcycle Chris. It seems lately you're getting a lot of complaints, especially about that fucking cat in the shower, Dale, which I thought was hilarious. And rather than taking the stance on the terrible things you do, I think we should switch it up. I think it'd be really
focus good on the positive.
To get some of the listeners' opinions on what are the funniest things that have happened in the show,
All right.
I think one of them is that website where they take portraits of your dead baby, and someone naming one after you. I thought that was so awesome. I actually saw a sign at a Walmart that was for. It was called Our Little Angels, and it basically looked like a dead baby. It was a sleeping baby in a gray and white picture, and all I could picture was your face.
That was such an awkward show when the guy called into the voicemail line, and okay. Moving on.
Hey, Tim. Zach from Buffalo here. Just got done listening to the Monday show.
Oh, another Buffalo listener? Give me that commercial. Have you heard of that jewelry commercial that this other guy is referring to?
I must say, I've enjoyed your show for quite some time now.
But
really, the Down syndrome guy, could you be any more insensitive? Because I used to do a video dating service, and it just hits too close to home for me. The video dating has always been one of my sacred cows that I can't let anyone else make fun of. So
okay,
please,
I'm sorry.
Stop making fun of the video dating.
Not the Down syndrome part.
The rest of the show, you know, I understand hating on the different races and gays.
Right.
Absolutely. Farts and all the such like that, but
I'm so sorry. It'll never happen again. All right, that is all the time. Fucking sensitive listeners. How could you make fun of cat abuse? They're kittens! They didn't hurt anybody! All right, stupid bitch. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. That's going to be my new voice for any, you know, angry listener. What's wrong with you? Making fun of the elderly? They're near dead! They're feeble! They don't understand when you make fun of them! Part of the fun. All right, yes, that's all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh God, is it? Oh God.
No, I mean the downstairs layups. The lady layups.
Oh, no.
Love Cheryl. Vote for us a podcast alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Better yet, subscribe to the Sideshow. And we will be back tomorrow for the Big Thursday Show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Manor Puss. And guess what? I love Manor
Pussy.